Where's my family? Hey, everybody, how's it going? Woo! I don't think any of you saw me coming up back there. Everybody turned around and they were surprised. Well, look at these good-looking kids up here. This is what this is all about, you know what I mean? This is what we're fighting for. Let me start off by saying that this is the greatest honor of my life. You know, we went in tonight expecting it to be a long night, and the results so far seem to be well worth the wait. Yeah, thank you. Now, I want to be clear, there are some outstanding ballots still, but the Associated Press has called the race, and it appears as if everything holds, it appears that we have won the primary for the 16th Congressional District. You know, we began this journey 3 months ago after my district was divided into five different parts. The largest part of my district went into the new 16th, but about 70% of the district was new. It was a short amount of time to get to know hundreds of thousands of people, but with the help and support of old friends, we built our grassroots operation organically from the ground up. We held town hall meeting after town hall meeting, 30 in all in just the last 2 months. And we made new friends and old friends. Both have been the lifeline of this campaign. These folks that came to our town hall meetings, they came and they said they were tired of the status quo. They said that they expected more for their kids and their grandkids' future, and that they were ready for a fresh break from business as usual in Washington, D.C. You know, with the hard work and dedication of our supporters, we were able to knock on over 10,000 doors, tens of thousands of phone calls to our neighbors across the new 16th district to explain why it's time for a new generation of leadership in Washington, D.C. I'd like to give a big thanks to my family, to my fiance, Ricky, who could not be here with us tonight because she's in military training. Yeah. She's sad. I'm sad. But she's undoubtedly been my rock. I'd also like to thank my parents, Russ and Jody, up here, both of whom have instilled in me. Thank you. Both who have instilled in me the importance early on in my life of living your life to serve others. I'd also like to thank my sister, brother, nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles who are all out here today, and cousins. All of you have shown unconditional support and faith in me, and I thank you for that. You know, for the last 10 years, I've been honored to serve our nation as a pilot in the Air Force and in the Air National Guard. I've seen firsthand the unmatched capabilities that make the U.S. a strong and an amazing country. In that capacity, I've seen people struggling and fighting for freedom. I've seen people give everything to protect their native land. As a congressman, when I was in Afghanistan last year, I attended the memorial ceremony of brave Americans who gave their life and service to our nation and the nation that we love. And in those lives and in that sacrifice, we're reminded that America is a nation worth defending, both abroad and here at home. Instead of focusing on what divides us, let us focus on how we move forward together, one nation united under God. In my short time in Congress and my time as a military officer, I've seen an America that refuses to fail. A nation that, though tried in times of difficulty, always perseveres, always pushes, always chooses to take the right path instead of the easy path. And as a result, always prospers. The world looks on us with envy and strikes out in an attempt to squash our freedom and bring us to their level. But we will not be deterred, and we will not fail. We're also reminded that Americans are capable of learning from the mistakes of the past, and they're capable of working together to find common ground and to chart a new course. Tonight's results illustrate that Americans are looking for a new generation of leaders who are focused on bettering our country rather than bettering themselves. Leaders who will reform Washington from the ground up and unequivocally place the people above politics. Tonight, folks all across the new 16th Congressional District opted to send a fresh voice to Washington who will work tirelessly to carry out the people's agenda. This is not my seat in Washington. This seat belongs to the people of the 16th Congressional District. Gone are the days of being controlled by Washington establishment think tank groups. I work for you, and I will not answer to these insider and out-of-touch organizations. You know, over the last several months, my freshman classmates and I have been fighting to shake things up in Washington and to change the conversation from how much more are we going to spend to how much are we going to cut and how are we going to pay for things. We've eliminated earmarks and we've made government more transparent and accountable to you. And although we haven't won every battle, we've definitely made our intentions clear tonight that the status quo is no longer acceptable. Congress needs a fresh approach with strong conservative voices that will fight tooth and nail to create an environment where government will become less relevant in your everyday life. In 2010, we stopped the runaway spending train when Americans sent 87 new freshmen to Congress to hold the line on spending. But this 2012 cycle is about turning the train around and moving towards economic security and fiscal constraint. Illinois has taken the first step towards turning this train around. However, we must keep pushing forward, just as those first brave Americans did at Valley Forge. This is our country's present-day Valley Forge moment. Just like the brave men who stood strong in the dead of winter against the most powerful country in the world, we too must persevere. 2012 is an extremely critical year for the future of our country. We simply cannot afford to sit back, continue to let more debt pile onto the backs of our kids and grandkids. Ultimately, history will judge us by whether we decide to stand up and fight to chart a new course like we're beginning here tonight in Illinois, or did we stand by and allow the same go-along, get-along politics to consume Washington? We must continue to make the bold but necessary budget cuts that will refuel our economy, that'll leave future generations with the same opportunity that many of us in this room have been blessed with. No one said it more eloquently than Ronald Reagan. This is my favorite speech of his, by the way. Who said, quote, "They say the world has become too complex for simple answers. They're wrong. There are no easy answers, but there are no easy questions, but there are simple answers. We must have the courage to do what's right and to do what we know is morally right." Reagan went on to quote Winston Churchill, who said, "When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals." Reagan continued, "There's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last great hope of man on earth, or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness." Tonight, Illinois has set a tone for the nation that we won't stand idle, hoping that our economy improves. This is a brand new day for the Illinois Republican Party. Tonight, we send a message to our country that here in Illinois, there will be a new generation of Republican leaders, and we will fight to provide a better tomorrow for future generations. Because all of you, Illinois will no longer accept the status quo. Instead, we're moving forward with fresh, conservative voices that will fight for a better tomorrow. To everyone in this room and our thousands and thousands of supporters, let me say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Because I couldn't have done any of this without you. I could not be more honored to have the trust that you've bestowed in me tonight. I will never stop fighting for the values and principles in which you elected me based on. I take that trust incredibly seriously, and I'll fight every day to continue to earn that trust and to represent the voice of the new 16th Congressional District. Thank you. God bless you.